We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to Klal Zayin Halacha Yud Daled, page Kuf Samach. The Chafetz Chaim had discussed that when one feels that there is very concrete supportive evidence, he could take his case to court, and under certain circumstances, the court can take the person who's being accused aside and get a confession out of him and get him to give back whatever he's stolen. But he said it has to be that it's a court. It has to be that the court sees that the evidence is really ironclad supportive, even if it isn't conclusive. And from the laws the Chafetz Chaim had described, you could see how people are often in error with regards to this. If they have an item stolen and they suspect so-and-so did it, so then they tell the people who are what's called Tuvei Ha'ir, the people who are supposed to be leading the city, they say we have some serious supportive evidence that so-and-so is the one who stole it. And then the ones who are supposed to be leading the city, they grab the person and they punish him until he admits, and they're not entitled to do it if they don't have enough evidence. And really, it's not right that they do that. Supportive evidence has to be so strong that you really... It's almost as though you have proof that it's been done. And under such circumstances, then Tuvei Ha'ir, the leaders of the city, they're like a court. First of all, how do they know it was ever stolen? You need to have proof that it was stolen. You also have to have witnesses. You have to have some evidence for the support of evidence. Or else the court themselves have to have witnessed the supportive evidence. They shouldn't rely on the person who's coming with a claim and beat someone for no reason. They don't have enough evidence. And even if a person comes in and makes a claim and they just take it in their heart and they say, yeah, so-and-so must be the thief. Also, they're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to accept lashon hara. And certainly, that it's heavily prohibited to rely on this person and to beat the one who stole. That's a great prohibition. And here we have the commandment where the Torah says, you're not allowed to hit a fellow Jew. So just because they're the leaders of the town and they think they know who did it, doesn't mean that they're allowed to hit the person. So that's the conclusion of these laws in the Chafetz Chaim, that in order to take supportive evidence, if it's not conclusive evidence, you have to go to a court, and the court has to feel confident with the information they've received. It has to be really supportive. Yes?
Maybe this is the end of something we've been discussing. So, but the obvious question is, where's the Bezdin in all this? Why did they just bring the Bezdin for punishment? Is there a reason that they wouldn't?
So, in some cities, they might not have had a Bezdin.
Oh,
they had the leaders, the people responsible for the city.
They are a Bezdin.
In that sense, that's what he's saying. That sometimes the mayor of the city, you know, the leaders.
Depends on the crime involved, right? Because they say behead you. Sometimes you just a common person, and if you have.
Sometimes, right? Well, you could appoint someone, but there are situations where it's someone's responsibility, even if they aren't.
Right, and at the end, when you said they can't hit him to extract anything, what can they do?
He's saying they shouldn't. There's nothing they can do if they don't have.
If they have proper evidence.
If they have proper evidence,
but
then they could.
Best, let's
say. No. So his point is that. They if they have proper evidence, then they could corner him.
Yeah.
Then they could punish him and get him to.
As a bet then, with hits.
Yeah.
With hits.
Well, it depends on the scenario, but it could be.
But when it said that you can't hit a fellow Jew, that means to extract information, not.
That means under any circumstance, you're not allowed to hit someone. There are circumstances where the court is allowed to do it, but
okay.
In general,
okay.
It's prohibited to hit someone, yeah.
Example, I'm thinking of, let's say, someone who's really a bad guy, wouldn't give a get for all the reasons he should. There are situations where now that you're scared to. There are situations where that was considered part of the...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.